The European Court of Justice has ruled companies do have the right to ban employees from wearing religious or political symbols in the workplace. It's after a woman was fired from her job in Belgium for wearing a headscarf. She'd argued she was being discriminated against on the grounds of her religion. Well, Saila Woolchabe is a postdoctoral researcher at the Human Rights Centre at Ghent University. Saila, hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi, and Dr. Kantha Ahmed is the author of In the Land of Invisible Women, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. Kantha, hello to you.
Great to be with you.
Saila, first of all, what do you make of this ruling?
I'm sorry?
What do you make of this ruling?
Well, it's quite disappointing, I think. I'm a bit shocked that this kind of rulings are even possible. What the European Court of Justice does in this judgment is actually legitimize discrimination towards Muslim women in particular, but also towards other people who wear religious signs on the workplace. They actually confine people who are expressing their religion to back office jobs. They can do their job as long as they're hidden, and that's quite problematic since a lot of workplaces don't even have back office jobs. So in practice, this judgment actually means that in practice, it gives a license to fire people. And that's actually really, really problematic from an anti-discrimination perspective.
Dr. Ahmed, how do you answer that?
To me, I think the Court of Justice really makes sense. It's common sense prevailing. Muslims, and I'm a Muslim, and I'm a European Muslim as well as an American one, do not have the right to impose our dress, our rituals in the public space. When I come into the workplace, I work for a private entity, but even when I work for a government entity, that does not constitute necessarily a public space. There's nothing in Islam that mandates veiling. The idea of the hijab, the niqab, the burqa, both of those latter bans I've supported, both by Sarkozy and Merkel, in arguments, are not an essence of Islam. It's to me, very expected. There's no surprise in this ruling. Additionally, the court was very fair. It said when an employee is hired, they should be informed of the policies and they can collaborate with them. Some employers will have diversity programs and want people to wear religious symbols. That's still permitted. And if someone is in that workplace, no client can say, take off your head veil, take off your kippah as part of an occupational requirement. So it's a very even-handed ruling. This is just more evidence of the collision that Islam is having in the public space in a Europe that is fraught with many tensions.
Saila, how do you respond to that?
I don't really see how this has to do with imposing religious views on other people. What we're talking about here is about young women or young people in general who just want to pursue their career, to follow their dreams. They want to become doctors, teachers, and so on. But they are stopped, and they are not allowed to do that. What the European Court of Justice is also acknowledging in this judgment is that wearing of religious symbols is a human right, is a fundamental human right to manifest religion. There is nothing wrong with that. It has nothing to do with imposing your religious views. Moreover, if you think from it from another perspective, for example, you would translate this case to another discrimination ground because the European regulations don't only exclude discrimination on the basis of religion, it also excludes discrimination on the basis of gender, of disability, and so on. Imagine you would say that an employer would be able to have regulations where they confine people with disabilities to back office jobs because customers don't want to be confronted with people with disabilities.
Kantha, just answer. Just answer that specific point briefly.
These are what I would term straw man arguments. The ban for headscarves is not nationwide or Europe wide. It is in specific workplaces by employers. Again, the hijab, the niqab, the burqa are not founded in religious belief. They are cultural. If we look at the history of Islam, if we look at the Quran itself, okay, its requirement is for Muslims to cover their pudenda, secondary sexual characteristics. There is no documentation of where the cloth must fall on a woman. Okay. I have lived in Saudi Arabia and had mandated veiling imposed on me and my unconscious patients when they were critically ill. That is not a manifestation of Islam either.
Can't
look back to the history of Muslim women in the 20th century, where Iran and Turkey enforced de-veiling of Muslim women, and Muslim intellectuals campaigned for that in 1920s Egypt.
Okay.
This is a complex argument.
It is, and sadly we have run out of time. I wish we could talk about it for longer. Thank you, though, Dr. Kantha Ahmed and Saila Wulchaib there. It's at 5:52.